devil. I ain't scared to bring it on. Come on and shout glory. Come on and give him praise. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Who shall I be afraid? When the enemy, come on, when the enemy came to eat up my flesh, they tripped. Come on and say yes. They stumbled and fell. They tripped. In other words, when they saw how strong I was, they thought I was weak. But when they saw God in me, they tripped out. And they said, wait a minute, I can't mess with him like I thought I was. They start tripping out because they don't know what to do. Say yes. Come on, glorify him and give God praise. Come on and shout glory. The Bible says, let the weak say I'm strong. Let the poor say I'm rich. Anybody, everybody. Shout I'm strong. Say yes. Everybody ought to shout I'm rich. How can you say you're rich? Because I got a father who owned the cattle on 1,000 hills. All the silver is his. All the gold is his. Somebody shout glory and give God praise. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Say yes. Shout glory. Tell somebody. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? What will he do? Will he do it? He'll make a way where there was no way. Open door.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Pimpty, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Pimpty, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe. With the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
Is there is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others. How many of you believe he'll do for you? With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. And you, and you, and you. There is no secret. What God can do. Aren't you glad you serve a God who looks beyond your faults and and still meet your needs. Aren't you glad? You serve a God who loves you in spite of you. Aren't you glad you serve a God who loves you so much he gave you his only begotten son, and then his son loved you so much that he came down from glory, took on the form of human flesh, and became like man so that he could save man. There is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, I'm trying to tell somebody in the house this morning, he will do. I said he will do for you. Some of us may not feel worthy, and I understand that, because in truth we are not worthy. Isaiah said, our own righteousness in God's sight are as filthy rags. Jesus told many parables. My message this morning, you may be seated, is in the form of a parable. It's the music plays softly. Isaiah says it. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. That's the word of God. I said, that's the word of God. Come now and let us reason together. Well, who's talking? Saith the Lord. What does that say? It's an invitation for us to come just as we are. No faking. No pretending. No putting them on. But pulling off the mask, pulling off the covers, coming clear and honest and true as we are. There's so many in here today who are hurting, but they pretend like it's well. All because they won't admit that there are some things going on underneath their own skin that's not right with God. And God wants you to know that he knows who you are. He knows what you are. He knows what you've done. And you can't hide anything from him. He just wants you to come and be real with him. And say, God, I have sinned. I've fallen short. I've missed the mark. I'm not what I ought to be, but make me what you want me to be. Because he says, when you reason with him, that means when you come before him in honesty and confess and release and repent that no matter what you've done, how far you've fallen, God is faithful. John said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. A preacher who had been in a church preaching, and the church had become so hypocritical, pretending that they knew the Lord, pretending that they loved the Lord, but they hated their brother and their sister right in the same church. He became so fed up with it that he decided that he would go where the people are truly hurting and admit that they are hurting and they are being real with their pain. And so he asked the Lord to show him. And so many people in his town on Sundays, instead of being in church, were on the beach and enjoying the sun and the water. But their hearts were hurting and their hearts were black with sin. But the church had become so contaminated that they felt like the church couldn't help them. And so he got a speaker and he went out on the beach and he began preaching the gospel. But he started right there where Isaiah said, come now and let us reason together. And he told them about the invitation that God had for each and every one of us to come just as we were and tell him all about our troubles, all about our problems, all about our pains, all about our sins, and let God fix it for us. And then he went on to tell them that in the midst of that invitation was inspiration. Yes, because God was not calling them to condemn them, but God was calling them to redeem them. And he wanted them to know that in the midst of the invitation and the inspiration, if they would be real and honest with him, that there would be a transformation. Right here and right now. Because our God is able. When we repent, when we let go, when we confess, when we give up all that we've done wrong before a holy God, he'll begin the cleansing process immediately. And a burden will lift up off the shoulders of those who have been carrying that heavy burden of sin around. For 5 days, he preached this text out on the beach. And men heard, and many came. And in the midst of his giving the invitation, he noticed one woman who had listened attentively every day to the message. And she got closer and closer as the week went by. But on the last day, knowing that her heart was full, knowing that her heart was ready, knowing that she was ready to give it over to the Lord. He appealed and appealed, and folk came and came. But he kept on appealing, waiting on that woman. And finally, he said, "This is my last appeal. Will you come?" And the woman refused to come. And he packed up all his equipment, put it in his van, and was getting ready to drive away. And the Spirit of the living God told him, "That woman is still there on the beach. She is more torn now than she's ever been. She's more ready now than she's ever been. Don't leave her like that." And the Spirit told him to go and have a personal conversation with her. And so he went there to the woman. And when he saw her, tears were running down her cheek. And she said, "I just asked the Lord, Lord, if you're real, don't let the man of God leave without coming to me." Yes. And she said, "I know you're real." She said, "But I've got a major problem." And the preacher said, "We all have problems." He said, "But what is your problem?" She said, "As you were preaching, each day I wanted to come, but the devil would remind me of all the sins I committed, all the low-down, dirty things I've done. And when I thought I was about ready to confess them, he'd bring up something deep, dark in my past that made me realize I had done too much for God to save me." And the man looked at her and said, "Darling, you can never do too much for God to save you." And the woman protested, "No, sir, no, you don't know all the things I've done." She stooped down and with two hands full of sand, she said, "Look at both of my hands. If you could count each grain of sand, it would account for one of my sins, and that still wouldn't be enough." She said, "Look, both hands are filled with mountains of sand grains, representing my sins." And just about then, the evening tide was coming in. And the man said, "Listen, if you trust the Lord with every one of your sins and give them over to him, he will wash you whiter than snow." She said, "How can he do that?" He said, "Kneel with me if you will." And with both hands filled with sand, she kneeled down. And he put both of her hands down on the seashore. And as the wave came in, he was praying for her. "Lord, take away every sin that this woman has committed. She's ready to receive you as her Lord and Savior, because she believes that Jesus died for her. Amen. That he paid the price for every one of her sins. And she's ready to accept him today. If you can prove to her that you can wash her white as snow." And by the time he had gotten through praying, the wave had washed in and went back out to the sea. And when she opened up her eyes and looked at her hand, Not one grain of sand was in her hands. And the man of God said, woman, just as God washed away every grain of sand out of your hand, he has washed every sin from your soul as you have accepted and confessed Jesus. And I need somebody here to know that witnessing is sharing somebody's truth with somebody else. Sharing the gospel, yes, but sharing your testimony can be just as powerful. Can't nobody tell it like you can tell it. What the Lord has done for you. And I've got news for somebody here today. The same God who saved me can save you. The same God that picked me up can pick you up. The same God that turned me around can turn you around. The same God who came down to save me came to save you. All I want to know is, are you ready to accept this same God? And his name is Jesus. Give him a hand of praise. A simple story, an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Your testimony is your testimony. And one of the things we're going to do is help you to tell your own testimony. You see, it's going to require you thinking. It's going to require you going back in your memory, asking the Spirit of the living God to show you your salvific experience. It may not be as dramatic as some people. It may be simple as, I heard the voice of the Lord, and my heart knew it was God's voice. And I accepted him. As simple as that. You'll be able to tell how you were before, how you were when you accepted him, and how you are since you've accepted him. I'm asking somebody here today, especially, if you say you know the Lord, and maybe you've turned your back on the Lord. Maybe you walked away from the Lord. Maybe God is calling you to be a part of this fellowship, this local ministry. Maybe God is dealing with you, calling you to a particular ministry. I'm going to open the doors of the church, and I'm going to ask you not to let this opportunity pass you by. Jesus said, if you be ashamed to own me before men, I'll be ashamed to own you before my Father, which is in heaven. Some of you have been sitting on gifts that God has given you. I want to tell you, it's your time. Some of you have heard the call of God on your life, and you've been making excuses. And maybe like this woman in this parable, you didn't feel you were worthy. Well, I got news for you. None of us were worthy for ministry. It's through his righteousness. It's through the blood of Jesus that he has paid for our unrighteousness. So the doors of the church are open. Whoever you are, whatever the need is in your life, I want you to get up and come now and say yes to the Lord. Yes, Lord, I hear you. I honor you. I come to you today. Come on, come on. This is your time. This is your time. Believers are praying for you right now. Believers are praying for you. I don't want you to leave this place today the same way you came. You may have come hurting. You may have come sad. You may have come with a bowed down head, a troubled heart, but you don't have to leave that way. You belong to God, or you can belong to God, but it's up to you to obey. Is there one who will come? Is there one? Today, say, God, I hear you. You didn't just start calling me today, but today I'm answering you, God. I'm trusting you, God. I'm walking by faith in you, God. Come on. Come on. This is your time. Come on. This is your time. I need you. You need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree with me. Will that every need be supplied. You, how many of you know you are important to me? How many of you know others are important to you? How many know that you ought to be important to other people as well? And they should be important to you. Is that what this is, our last appeal? Don't let this opportunity close on you. Next week might be too late. Today, now, is the acceptable time. Will you come? Will you come? Will you come? Holy Spirit of God, touch their hearts right now, God. Don't let them leave the same way they came. Show them now, and show them what they can be if they trust you, God. Oh, God, let them know you can change their situations immediately, because you can change how they feel about their situations and thus change their walk, change their talk, change their lives, even now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Amen.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you, and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.